Earth and Sky.
Today, we're speaking with Geographic Information Systems expert Malanding Jeta of Columbia University. He's a participant in the Species Distribution Grids project, which offers online maps showing which species live where across the globe.
Well, one of the major challenges had been, for scientists, had been deciding which areas, for example, to conserve.
He said this work is centered on how to prevent deforestation or even improve forest resources given the rapidly changing global environment. To help that effort, scientists need to know how many species share a particular area. In that way, he said, you should then be able to prioritize certain areas based on the species' richness.
Over the years, I have noticed that even though there is a lot of talk about certain things, there is really no data to make solid decisions.
He said the species distribution grids could help scientists create a global plan for species protection. It provides a database for species whereabouts across the globe. Jeta said his work centers on people's ability to access those large data sets. That baseline data will be useful in the century ahead. For today, that's our show. I'm Joel Block, and this is Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.